Hi, we're back with part three of Walking Down Memory Lane, talking about diagnostics. Check it out. Hi, welcome to the next episode of the On.NET Show. I'm Mauni, the owner of .NET Core Garbage Collector.
Hi, I'm Mukul from the Bing Performance team.
So Mukul, last time we ended at talking about frozen objects, and I mentioned that you and I also did a bunch of like diagnostics work
right. In
3.0 timeframe. So I think that would be really interesting to talk about, especially for people who are really interested in how to figure things out, right? So I think this all started actually quite a way back when you either commented or started an issue on GitHub where you requested for a lightweight GC profiling API.
Maybe two or three years ago.
Yeah, two years ago. So tell me a bit about like why you wanted it and all that.
So we've been, you know, we have basically managed, as you can imagine, have a large memory workload, you'll have managed memory problems, leaks, and all sorts of things. And so one of the things we wanted to figure out is how can we use the GC profiling APIs without having to turn off concurrent GC, which the heavyweight GC profiling APIs
do. So that's a really, really a disadvantage because we definitely don't want you to turn off background GC. Right. So when you said that, I was like, I wholeheartedly agree. I want it too. And then like years had gone by and nothing was happening. And then I think
I emailed you again.
Like earlier this year, you sent me email. I think you had like three things on it. This was one of them, and I just felt bad. I was like, "Gosh, you know, like 2 years had gone by and nothing is happening for this, and this is a simple thing to do." So I was like, "I'm just gonna do it today." So I implemented that day, and I checked it in. That sort of started our trend of adding new GC profiling APIs.
Correct.
And you know, profiling APIs is really the only way that you can get a real-time diagnostics in, right? You know, ETW and the eventing is not real-time, right? You cannot do something like when GC happens at this moment,
I want to do something.
Yeah. So the lightweight API gives you, you know, real-time GC start and stop and generational ranges, right? So how are you using that in your environment?
Yeah, so the lightweight profiling APIs, which we've called, I mean, we're not the best naming experts, basic GC.
It's not our forte.
It's not our forte. It's called basic GC. It's a flag that you turn on.
Right.
And what we use it for is getting ranges, which are really helpful for finding out things like, okay, where is our heap from beginning to end for all the different segments?
Yep.
Where for all the different GC segments, where is the data? Because you can kind of find out things like
they grow,
and it also tells you like where the objects ended. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to walk it, for example, you could do things like that. So we use it for just getting the idea of ranges, which we couldn't do with the previous API without disabling
exactly. GC. Yeah. So that was really helpful. And then like from there, you started adding a bunch of like new profiling API support. I think the next one that you added was like medium weight.
That's right.
GC
As we said,
API.
We're not naming experts. Yep. We added the medium weight API. The medium weight API is mutually exclusive from the basic. So if you wanted
both, you need to enable both.
Right. You have to enable basic and this medium weight. And the medium weight API basically gives you actual information about object movements. So an object moves in GCs where it does move, you get that information.
So you only get this during compacting GCs.
You only get this during compacting GCs. And then you actually will be able to do, if you wanted to write a profiler tool that did memory leak detection, this is now possible, again, without disabling concurrent GCs.
Exactly, which is very nice.
Which is very nice.
And I think, well, you know, we talked about frozen objects last time, and one of the things that you had to do, obviously, was to, you know, given the object you wanted to walk as references, right? So you also added an API for, you know, doing just that.
Right. So when I started on the frozen object stuff that we talked about last time, I was wanting to enumerate object references, and I said, hey, profiler API makes exact sense. It'll be useful because you'll be able to pause GC and just enumerate the objects then. From there does exist an API which is sort of cumbersome, which was cumbersome for me to use, which basically gives you all objects that survived or moved and all their references. So it was kind of awkward.
Just like packed up everything in a buffer, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to know a particular objects references, you kind of have to go through that buffer and pick out the ones right. that you care about.
And sort of the buffering was an impediment because you were buffering for every object, yes. all its references.
Yep.
So the new API that I added essentially allows you to enumerate object references just the way the GC does,
right.
and have you get called back for each reference
right.
without yeah. having to buffer up anything. And you can do it for an object that you care about. So an object of interest, you can just enumerate its references.
Just that one, yeah. 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 So, but you know, also, as we talked about last time, that all your frozen objects code was in managed code. So it turned out that you actually didn't use this API. So can you talk a bit about that, like why you didn't end up using it?
Yeah, so I didn't end up using it because with the idea of like you wanted to make frozen objects already an experimental feature that we want to get traction, having to require the profiling APIs be a thing in your tool was an impediment. So we basically said, you know, right. hey, it'd be easier to just have
it's
it
like a
implemented in managed code.
Add-on, right? It's
yeah.
an explicit addition that you have. Now you have another DL that you have to load.
Plus, you may have had a profiler running already.
Right,
so
yeah.
it was a cumbersome
thing. That's interesting because even though you didn't end up using it, I thought it was still useful to keep it in
yeah.
the product because if you're already a profiling company, right, you know, your company's product is a profiler. We have quite a few of those, and you're already using the GC profiling API anyway, so now you have a much faster way and much more convenient way to enumerate object references.
Right, and the customers of said tools would also benefit because now they wouldn't be told you have to run, if you want to use our profiler with these features, you have to disable concurrent GC. Now you can use it anywhere you want.
Right.
And you can disable and enable and disable it at will as your application is running.
Exactly, yeah. So what else did you add? I think you also added a large object allocation
right.
API.
Yeah,
right?
actually, talking about frozen objects, I also added an API that tells you if an object
oh, right.
is,
yeah.
is frozen
if
or not. Because
yeah.
now that we're expecting people to start using frozen objects and there'll be a lot heaps that may have it, you want to be able to diagnose. And profiler authors would want to know, this object is frozen. I would never want to like maybe go through its object references because we know
right.
this is going to be.
You want to treat it differently
yeah.
from the read-write objects.
So you can actually now find out if an mm-hmm. If a object is frozen, and then you can essentially find the frozen segments as well.
Right.
And then the LOH stuff, because now in 3.0, the LOH
it is configurable. The threshold is configurable.
Yeah. You can increase the size. So I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we could just get object allocation events for LOH, for large objects.
Right, because if you get it, because right now we do have profiling APIs that allows you to just get it for every object allocation, right?
Right.
And that's, you can imagine the amount of overhead that adds, because
right.
we have these like really fast, you know, allocation helpers to handle the non-large, the small object heap objects. And now by enabling profiling, the allocation APIs, they go through like slow helpers, but large object allocations already needed to go through a call, so you can just you know have a hookup there, right there. So that's that makes much more sense, like to
yeah.
have a specific
because
option for this.
If you wanted just to care about, if you were a team trying to like improve your LOH allocations, you could just enable this. You only get the LOH allocations. You can, and if you configured it to a higher number, let's say you decide even 85 kilobytes, which mm-hmm. is the current size by default, is too high. You could mm-hmm. set it to 200
mm-hmm.
and use that
too
as
too low.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So
if the number
yeah,
is too low,
you
can
you
enable it
high.
To too high.
Right. So you can imagine like a way of doing this perf diagnostics is like you could set it very high. So like only, you know, if say
egregious
you're allocating
objects.
Yeah, like if you allocate it like a few like, you know, 250 megabyte objects, you can just set the threshold there.
Yeah.
So you only get the profiling API to tell you about them. So you can like make a determination like, you know, do I want to keep them or not?
Right.
Then you can keep lowering
this
threshold. So that's a way to diagnose like
right.
large objects more conveniently.
Conveniently, and with sort of controlling the amount of impact that you'd have to your program. And another API that sort of in concert for this is you can actually find out what the LOH configuration threshold
right.
is
yeah.
from
which
the profiling API.
Which is useful, yeah.
Which is useful.
Yeah, yeah. So these are all things that we really wanted other customers to also
yeah.
give us feedback on, right? Because a lot of people, I know that people had told me that, well, you had GC profiling APIs, but we couldn't use them on a production environment, for example.
Right.
Which, you know, the lightweight, you could totally use that on production. I don't think you can really detect any perf overhead.
Correct.
Noticeable.
I think the basic GC is something that if you were, you could turn on,
yeah.
get that information.
Exactly.
Essentially
yeah.
for free.
Right. So I think for the existing profiler, authors, you have additional tool in your, you know, in your, you know, for available for you. And for people who used to avoid using profiling APIs for GC on their production, now they do have a way to do that.
Correct.
If and, they
and
want
yeah.
to.
In Bing, we run with the basic profiling turned on essentially everywhere.
Right. Yeah. You also have plans to use, like, you know, for example, the medium weight.
Correct.
And yeah,
right.
all that.
And the,
yeah.
the medium weight is something that you can, for example, turn on as part of a leak detection analysis.
Right,
so
yeah.
you don't have to restart your program.
All the time, right. You don't have to do it all the time.
Correct.
But yeah, yeah,
you can
exactly.
use this for that.
Yeah,
correct.
So I think this would be really useful. It's a very useful addition to our
I
product.
Agree.
Yeah. And as usual, you know, you're welcome to give us feedback, opinions, and requests, whatnot, on Twitter. Our Twitter links will be down below the video. And I think that wraps up our walking down the memory lane, the three parts.
So it does.
Bye.
Bye.